Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Proverbs chapter 25, verses 2 and 3. Proverbs chapter 25, verses 2 and 3. Now, what we're going to talk about is searching out a matter. Searching out a matter. Let's read the passage and then we'll apply it. The Bible says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. The heaven for height and the earth for depth, and the heart of kings is unsearchable." All right. Let's read it again, paying careful attention to the words. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. The heaven for height, and the earth for depth, and the heart of kings is unsearchable. All right. Now, in looking at this passage of Scripture, the first thing we want to recognize is that we will be kings and priests unto God. We will be kings and priests unto God. All right. Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. In other words, we're going to make some application here. All right. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. This revelation is from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So, this passage of Scripture that we're reading in Proverbs chapter 25, verses 2 and 3, can easily be applied to us. And in the passage, we realize some things are true. First of all, we realize that God conceals some things, and that it is honor and, or it is the honor of kings to search out the matters that God conceals. But in doing our search, we have a limitation. We're not going to search the heavens, the heaven for height, the earth for depth, and the heart of kings is unsearchable. We're not going to search the height of the heavens or the depth of the earth or the heart of kings, because those things are unsearchable according to the proverb. In other words, there's some limitation on what you're going to find in your search. Look, since we are kings and priests unto God, Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, then secondly, we have a responsibility to search out matters. I don't know if you realize that, but God expects you to search out some things. Look in John chapter 5, verse 39. In other words, you have a particular digging ground. John chapter 5, verse 39. You have a particular area in which to search. All right, John chapter 5, verse 39. Jesus said, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." So if a man is going to search, and we have that responsibility because he commands us to do it, then he gives us a place in which to search, and that place is the Scriptures. He says, if you want to find out some things that God has concealed, then search the Scriptures. And when you do, if God wants you to know something about what's in the heaven, he'll show you in the Scriptures. If he wants you to know something that's in the earth, the depth of the earth, he'll show you in the Scriptures. If he wants you to search out the heart of a king, he'll show you from the Scriptures. In other words, if you're going to be wise about the dimensions of the universe, if you're going to be wise about the hearts of kings, your wisdom is going to come from searching the books, not necessarily from of the Bible, not from studying things like astrology and maritime oceanography and psychology and human nature. You'll definitely learn some things in studying those, but if you really want to know what's going on, search the Scriptures. You see, as a king and a priest, you have not only the responsibility to search it out, it is the honor of kings to search out a matter, but you also have the opportunity and an area in which to search. For instance, let's say you wanted to find gold. Why would you be searching around along the Gulf Coast, where we don't have a reputation for gold strikes? Why wouldn't you go up to Alaska or to the Yukon Territory, up into Colorado or even in some places in North Carolina, and try to search out there? At least some other people have found gold in those veins. If you wanted to find out things about the stretch of the universe, if you wanted to find out some things about the hearts of kings, if you wanted to find out some things about what God knows and has concealed from other people, search the Scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life. Now, in the search, you are definitely limited to what you will find. For instance, if you were to try to search out heaven like they do in NASA, instead of searching the Scriptures, you would never find New Jerusalem, and you would never find out God. Job 11:7 says, "Canst thou by searching find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? It is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell. What canst thou know? The measure thereof is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he cut off and shut up or gather together, then who can hinder him?" So if you were to search the heavens and search for God, you'd never find him. You'd never find New Jerusalem. What you'd end up doing is doing what other people have done. You would end up worshiping the sun, the moon, and the stars and the planets. And people have done that. That's what happens. You see, there was a cosmonaut, and I don't remember all the details, but one of the first rockets that went up and circled the earth, 200 miles above the earth's surface, something like that, went around and he says, "Well, I didn't see God up here, so that proves there's not a God." You're not going to search God by searching the heaven. You're not going to search and find the things that God has concealed by searching heaven. You're not going to find out the things that God has concealed by searching the depth. When you do, you'll never find hell. When you do, you'll never find the pillars of the earth. You will never find... Now get this, this is really kind of the whole point here. You will never find what God has concealed by searching the heaven, by searching the depth of the earth, or by searching the heart of kings. And kings in all their wisdom could not tell you the things that you could find out by searching the Scriptures. You'll never find the heart of a king. Jesus was king. The Pharisees had no idea the way that Jesus Christ talked to them, that he was more interested in them getting saved than he was in them rejecting him or in ridiculing them. He did it to save their souls. They misunderstood it and thought he was trying to pick a fight and eventually crucified him because they envied him that he had such a way with the people they didn't have. David's servants didn't understand David when David fasted for the child that Bathsheba bore to their infidelity and to their adultery. He fasted while the child was still alive, and when the child died, then he anointed his body, washed himself, and ate. And they thought that was contrary. And he said, "Well, why should I worry now that he's dead? I can go to him, but he can't come to me. He can't return to me." Nobody could see when Nebuchadnezzar came in to destroy Jerusalem. Nobody except those who had received the revelation from God could understand that Nebuchadnezzar was sent on a mission by God to destroy the temple and destroy the city, yet he would take care of every captive that came to live in Babylon. And he did. They couldn't see that. Many of the men rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar because they didn't know that he was going to take such good care of them. Listen, Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians and the Chaldeans took care of those captives until Cyrus came to the throne so Cyrus could get them to return. They couldn't have found that out by searching Nebuchadnezzar's heart. You see, searching the heavens, searching the earth for depth, and searching the heart of kings, that's an area you oughtn't to go if you're looking for the concealed knowledge of God. See, you've got to realize, and I have to realize, we both have to realize that it is God's glory to conceal things. Because he's God and we're not. We're human beings. There are many things that he knows we don't know. And so he conceals some things. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. Look, it's an easy verse to remember because of the double numbers. 29, 29. Deuteronomy 29, 29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. So notice, there are secret things that belong to the Lord our God. And then there are things that are revealed to us. All right, that's God's glory. And he's not going to show you. If he hasn't shown you in the scripture, and he's not going to show you in the scripture, you're not going to learn it until he reveals it to you in eternity. That's his glory. And for you to get anything that God has concealed that he wants you to have, you're not going to get it by searching the heavens, searching the earth, or searching the heart of kings. They can't tell you. You're going to get them by God revealing them to you. That's the way you're going to understand the secret things of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. In other words, while you're turning to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, for men to believe that through scientific research they can find out things that God has concealed, they are going to come up short. Now you say, but boy, they've gone in there to the genetic code and look what they've learned through DNA. Yeah, but look what they're doing with it. When you use DNA for forensic evidence, that's a good thing. When you do use DNA research and genetic research for cloning, that's a very bad thing. See? When you use genetic research to come up with cures for certain diseases, that's a good thing. But when you use that to kick God off his throne so that God sends in other mutated diseases and parasites that kill instead of the diseases that you found a cure for, that's a bad thing. You see, when you read the Bible, health comes from God and salvation comes from God. And when the country breaks down into strange diseases, it is an indication, like it was for the Jews that left Egypt and went to the land of Canaan, it is an indication of your relationship to God and not of your scientific research. They found out some very powerful things with the surgeries that they can perform now. Bypass surgery and liver replacement surgery and kidney replacement surgery and knee replacement surgery and various things like that. Just phenomenal, honestly, what they've done. And frankly, if I could afford it and I needed something like that done, you know, I'd probably opt for the chance to see if it couldn't extend some life. If it were God's will, I mean, I don't want to stay here a moment longer than God wants me to be here. But you understand that. By the same token, hey, I pray for good health and God grants it. And if I had an ailment, I would turn to God first before I would ever look to man to try to cure that ailment. Asa made that mistake. But beyond all that, when you start looking at all that stuff, science in all of its investigation has concluded that there is not a God. And when you take God out of revealed truth, there are secret things that he hides from you. You will never learn with your scientific research. You will never learn with all of your exploration and discoveries. It's impossible. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, 9 to begin, as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Well, there you go. If you're going to get anything that God concealed that's worth having, you're going to get it from the Spirit of God who searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. So for you to get anything that God has concealed, God has to reveal it to you. And you know something? His revelation will not be based on your scholarship and your education. His revelation will not be based upon your scholarship or your education. Look in Luke chapter 10, verse 21. Luke chapter 10, verse 21. I admire a guy that will go off to seminary and study and end up with a doctorate. I think that's a great thing in some respects. That he would put that much, when I say it, I think it's a great thing, that he would put in that much effort to try to learn something. But let me tell you something. Just because he has DD or DHT or DTT or THD or MTH or something like that after his name, or DDiv or whatever it is after his name, doesn't mean that he has suddenly entered into a realm of scholarship that allows him to search the scriptures at a level that's greater than your search. I admire him for spending the time, but if he then thinks because of that he's smarter than you are, and therefore he has the ability to learn some things out of scripture that you cannot learn because he has the title and the education, then that's a bad thing. You see, the Pharisees had that problem, and they wondered how it was that Jesus knew so much about the scripture when he hadn't studied with them, you see. So in Luke chapter 10, verse 21, Jesus Christ rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes, even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. The Lord of heaven and earth hid these things from the wise and prudent, and revealed them unto babes. A man's scholarship will do nothing but damn him if he doesn't have salvation associated with it. And a man's scholarship, if he becomes proud of that scholarship and education and thinks by that training he is then able to pass judgment on the words of God, he will get nothing. He'll find a lot of things, but he won't get those things that God must reveal by his Holy Spirit. His revelation is not based on your scholarship. I'll show you. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 41. If anybody could get anything from God by scholarship, these men that we're going to look at in the Old Testament would certainly have gotten it, and they didn't. Genesis chapter 41, verse 8. Pharaoh has had a dream, two dreams actually. He calls now to have them interpreted. Genesis 41:8, and it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. The wise men and the magicians, who were reputed for their wisdom and understanding, could not interpret the dream for Pharaoh. Couldn't do it. Now, who found out the answer? Who found out the answer? Who could tell him? Well, Joseph said in Genesis chapter 41, verse 25, who's this, Joseph? He's a prisoner. How long has he been there? About 12 years. What did he do before that? He was a slave. You mean this guy has no formal education? No. Then how in the world is he going to give this king a message from God? Because he wasn't depending upon scholarship. Joseph said unto Pharaoh in Genesis 41:25, the dream of Pharaoh is one. Watch it. God hath showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. God. You see where the praise went, you see where the honor went, you see where the glory went. Joseph could do it because God would do it through him. Look in Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. Woke up from the dream, but he couldn't remember the dream to tell his staff. Watch what he does. Daniel chapter 2, verse 2. The king commanded to call the magicians, and the astrologers, and the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans, for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king, and the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever, tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. They couldn't do it. The king said, no, you tell me the dream first, and then tell me the interpretation. The Chaldeans in verse 10 answered before the king and said, there's not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Therefore there is no king, lord, nor ruler that asks such things of any magician, or astrologer, or a Chaldean. It can't be done. But then look at verse 27 and 28. Daniel, now who's he? Well, he did study. He was a teenage boy when he started, so probably in his young 20s, about the age of a college graduate, eating pulse so that he could commune with God instead of the king's meat. Daniel answered in Daniel chapter 2, verse 27, and said in the presence of the king, the secret which the king hath demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king. They'll never be able to do it, king. They're searching in the wrong bin. You can't look to heaven for all this astrology. You can't look to the earth for any thing that a soothsayer might use by which to divine. You can't search out the heart's king, the king of the heart. He can't remember the dream. So where are you going to turn? Verse 28, there is a God in heaven. What does he do? That revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. The dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. And then he tells him. You see, Daniel had the opportunity to do that all through his career, if you will, in Babylon. Daniel chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Nebuchadnezzar had another dream. After this dream of a big tree, therefore, he says, made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in the magicians, the astrologers, the Chaldeans, the soothsayers. And I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation thereof. Why? Wise men can't get it. Who gets it? Men to whom God will reveal these things. Look in Daniel chapter 5, verse 12. There's a handwriting on the wall. Same group comes in. Can't get it. So the queen says, call Daniel. Why? Verse 12, Daniel chapter 5, verse 12. For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding and interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar, now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretations. Then was Daniel brought in before the king, and the king spake and said unto Daniel, art thou that Daniel which are of the children of the captivity of Judah, whom the king my father brought out of Jewry? I have even heard of thee that the spirit of the gods is in thee, and that light and understanding and an excellent wisdom is found in thee. And now the wise men and astrologers have brought in before me that they should read this writing and make known unto me the interpretation, but they could not show the interpretation of the thing. They never will be able to. Why? Because our proverb says God will hide some things, and it's the honor of a king to search out the matter, but he's not going to find it by searching the heaven, by searching the earth, or by searching the heart of kings. The only way he's going to find that thing is by the revelation of God Almighty. And you say, how's that going to happen? He is going to give that revelation to you by his Holy Spirit, or you're not going to get it. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He's going to give it to you by the Holy Spirit, and he's going to give it to you by searching the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we looked at it already. God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, verse 10. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, there's your doctorates and all that kind of stuff, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Right now, it is not uncommon to pay over $30,000 a year for a college education. And this Bible says that you have some things that have been given to you freely by God Almighty, and to know them, you have to have the Spirit of God. So if you're not saved, you're going to be blanked out. If you are saved and not relying upon the Holy Spirit, but rather the scholarship of men to learn these things, you're going to blank out. 1 Corinthians 2:13, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth. Now, college education to get you a good job after college, if you want to go that way, that's fine. That'll work. You'll get a good job. But to expect that you're going to learn the things of God by searching through the books of man's wisdom, you'll never get the things that God wants you to have that need to be revealed to you by the Spirit of God. 13 goes on to say, which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Where do you find the spiritual things? In the Bible. No prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. God has to give those things to you by the Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 24, the disciples, I've been on this passage many times before, but it's so illustrative. The disciples who knew Jesus by sight are looking at him after he's resurrected, and they can't understand that he is the resurrected Savior. So he reveals himself to them by the Scriptures. And he opened to them the Scriptures that they might understand the Scriptures. And that's what you need. So to search the concealed things of God, you need to search where kings search. You need to go where you're going to find those concealed things. They are concealed for you in the Bible. Deuteronomy 17, 17. You're a king, right? All right, then. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 17, 18 about kings, it shall be, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests, the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. All right, well, he was to write down a copy of that book himself, and then he was read in it all the days of his life. So, when you read this proverb, and you read that it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, it is. There are things that God has concealed he doesn't want anybody to know. But then there are some of those concealed things that he wants you to know, and it's your honor to search those things out. But don't worry about checking with NASA or National Geographic or Jacques Cousteau to see what those things are. Don't worry about consulting with the great rulers of the country to see what those things are. The heart of kings is unsearchable. Rather, go to the Scriptures. Search the Scriptures, for out of them you think you have eternal life. Compare spiritual things with spiritual things, and trust the Holy Spirit of God to reveal to you things about the height, and about the depth, and about the heart of kings that would otherwise be totally unsearchable if God had not chosen to reveal those things to you. Do you know that by reading a Bible, we have actually learned things that scientists will never know by their science? That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. We know there's water on top of the universe, for instance. We knew as Bible believers that the earth was a sphere by 70 AD, and the scientists didn't discover it until Columbus set sail on flat water. You say, how'd you get that? From the Bible. From the Bible. And those are just two quick examples, but there are thousands and thousands and thousands of things like that just nestled in there for those who will search and trust God to show them. It's the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. So search it out. Search it out. Do the work and learn from God.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.